Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you all to bear with us there for a moment. I want to play this song for you.
That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Not loud, but I want y'all to come with me here, and we're going to see if we can kind of get this a little louder here. We have a little audio difficult here, but hey, you know, we believe in that God is going to fix this thing for us, and well, got a lot of things going on here. Hallelujah. Well, I guess we'll get it here in a moment. Y'all just kind of be along with us here. Well. Okay. Praise God. I'm going to try another way of doing this. So y'all just bear with me here for a moment. I want to play Almost Let Go. And so... This is
this song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go.
Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your
Anybody
mercy.
Anybody here ever felt like giving up? This
and your grace has given up.
I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at that person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace has kept me.
Get a witness in here.
Lord wanted me to play that, and I had to fight to play that. I don't know who that was for, but I pray that you enjoyed it and know that God needed you to hear that as much as you needed to hear it. Well, praise the Lord. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. It's needless to say that I am just super duper happy that you all are here. And I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. But before she comes, there's two things I want to say. I want to say do not miss Sunday broadcast. If you miss Sunday broadcast, you're going to miss an awesome testimony. Sister Evangelist Sharon going to give her testimony, praise God. And I've been praying for that, and she's going to give it Sunday, if it's God's will, if God say the same, she's going to give it Sunday. So if we don't cover any review, it's okay. What was important to me is that she give that testimony and that others hear that. And that's one thing. And then secondly, we want to wish Evangelist Ursula a happy birthday. Her birthday is on tomorrow, I believe. It's either today or tomorrow. I think it's on tomorrow. Let me check with her. She was telling me she was doing something. But anyway, her birthday is on. So we want to wish her a happy birthday. And Now we're going to ask, but like I said, don't Sunday. Pastor Bill from Mackinac Heights, would you give us a word of prayer, please, ma'am?
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And happy birthday to Sister Ursula, Evangelist Ursula. And I'm so looking forward to that the testimony of Evangelist Sharon. Amen. And Pastor, thank you for that song. I tell you, that's a message in itself.
Amen.
Praise God. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you, Father God, for another beautiful day, Father. And we just ask that you would continue to bless our pastor as he hears the word, Father God, and help us to receive the word, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would bless those that are listening by internet and those who have called in, Father God. And we know no matter what someone may be going through, you always keep us, Father God. As the song says, your grace and mercy kept us and is still keeping us even to this day. No matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, Father God, you are still faithful and in keeping us. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those who are sick and shut in and ask us to keep them in prayer. Be with those who are going through, Father God. We know that you're a way maker out of no way. You can bring peace in any situation, Father God. But we are living in the last days where sons against their dads and mothers, daughters or daughters against mothers. But, Lord, we know you're able to keep us all in this situation. Nothing impossible for you to do. You're able to bring love and the unity of the families, Father God, where all that friction is going on, Father God. And so we just have to stay faithful to you, Father God, knowing that you will work it out, Father God. For your word says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. So let us continue to love you, Father God, and let you work out miracles. Even in our government, we know you're able to handle that situation too. There is nothing impossible for you, Lord. So, Father God, we just ask that you will bless each and every one. Bless those who are bereaved, Father God. Give them a peace of mind, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to be with each and every one of us, Father God, and help us to receive this word, not only just read it and hear it, but allow that word to just meditate. We're able to meditate on that word so that we're able to be the children you're calling for in these last days, Father God. We love you, Lord, and we're thanking you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, and for that heartfelt prayer. And, you know, that's so true. We have to pray for unities of the family. So many is they're not understanding that what's going on. But this, like you said, it's the end of time. You know, it's where fathers are against son and mothers against daughters, daughters against mother. It's a time, and somebody's going to have to come to the forefront and make that declaration that, hey, love is going to occupy this house. Love is going to be over this. We're not going to allow the enemy to cause confusion. See, that's all the devil wants to do. He wants to cause confusion, brothers and sisters, any way he can. The Bible says he come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm praying right now that God began to restore family together. Amen.
A lot of got sisters against sisters and brothers against brothers and brothers against sisters and sisters. It's time that we as a body of Christ declare what the word says over them.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay. So I thank you for that prayer. Okay. I'm excited about the word of God. I'm excited about this subject, identifying with Christ. We know that we have been crucified with him according to Galatians 2 and 20. We have been crucified with him. So it's not us any longer who live, but it's Christ who lives in us. And that's what God wants. He wants us to let Christ live in us. And I'm going to say this, and you all will see it as we go, because we're talking about identifying with Christ. Identifying with Christ. That's what we've been talking about. Becoming the new creation. Identifying with him. And in order for that to happen, you're going to have to be in Christ. So, I'm going to ask Evangelist Sister William, if she'd be so kind to read 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Now, we're going to use this scripture, but there's some other scriptures I want to get into because of the subject matter. So for right now, so that everybody be clear, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, how that read?
2 Corinthians 5, 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life birthed. Look at it. All this comes from God, who settled the relationship between us and him, and then called us to settle our relationship with each other. Amen.
Amen.
So we become new creation. We got to find ourselves. You got to find yourself.
Yeah.
Just like Christ found himself in the scripture, you got to find yourself in the scripture. I hope y'all get this.
Amen.
It was 2,000 years after Isaiah 61 that Jesus declared his identity. Hey, this is what this is who was written about me. Y'all, this when y'all read Isaiah 61, this was about me. From a virgin shall be born. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. All of this stuff, this is me right here. I'm here. This was 2,000 years later. Then Jesus went on to say, when he stood up and read that scripture in Luke 4:17-21, he said, now, this is fulfilled in your hearing. They were shocked. They thought that was the carpenter's son. They didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
They thought that was Mary baby. They didn't know that that was the Savior until he identified with the Word of God. Woo, preacher. We are going to have to identify with the Word of God and declare that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. You have to identify with Christ now and allow that Spirit to live in you. That's why when Pastor read that scripture, even on yesterday, and we read it the day before, brothers and sisters, he have given us everything we need pertaining to godliness. We are complete in him. I read that. You don't need nothing else. You have the fullness. With that being said, Well, the first scripture I want to go to is, and the Lord is telling me to tell you this too, because you don't have no need of anything or anybody. You don't. You got the Word of God. In Colossians 1:9, let's go there.
Colossians 1:9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spirit understanding. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirit attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to read Ephesians 3, verses 17 through 19. Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. See, just like Paul wrote to the Colossians and let them know, for this cause, since the day we heard it, we don't cease praying for you, and that your desire may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Yeah.
That's what God wants for us, brothers and sisters. He wants us to have it all. But in Ephesians 3:17-19, read that for us, please.
Ephesians 3:17-19. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the Message Bible, Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimension of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth, depth, its length, plumb the depth, rise to the height, live full lives, full in the fullness of God. Amen.
And we're going to come back to that in a moment. But I want you to understand the thought here. And while you're understanding the thought, grab Galatians 4:4. The thought here is, don't cheat yourself out of what's yours.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Don't cheat yourself out of what's yours. Don't cheat yourself out of having a good life. Don't cheat yourself. Don't cheat yourself out of having the fullness that God wants you to have because of somebody want to be religious with you. Or don't cheat yourself out of what's yours because this is what they said, the way they do it and they used to do it and they've been doing it. And no, don't cheat yourself. That's my take. Stop, and I want to say stop cheating yourself. But I'm going to use the word don't cheat yourself out of what's yours. And that is to be rooted and established in his love. And that power that he gives in that love. Don't cheat yourself out of that. Don't cheat yourself out of being together in holiness with the Lord and his people. Don't cheat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told you, God's love is three ways, brothers and sisters, that deep, wide, and continuously. He told me that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get around it. Don't cheat yourself out of that love. Know that it's going to surpass all knowledge. People ain't going to understand it. Why would God take a sin person and make him like him? Which is, you know, that was his will from day one. That was his will before the foundation of the world, that we be made like him, which is spiritual.
Thank you, Lord.
You didn't get that. Okay. But that was his will. Genesis 1:26. He said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. God always wanted us to be spiritual. But nothing new.
Yes.
God had decided that long before he hung the sun, long before he hung the moon, long before he said, let there be, before the foundation of the world, he'd already decided.
Yeah.
That he was going to love us no matter what. But in Galatians 4:4, read that for me, please.
Yes, Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Amen. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible. But when the time arrived that was set by God the Father, Son, born among us of a woman, born under the conditions of the law, so that he might redeem those of us who have been kidnapped by the law. Amen.
So that time arrived. That time came 2,000 years ago. How I know that? Remember Ephesians 1 and verses 10? Let's read that. Ephesians. Well,
yes,
you could start with the ninth verse, too. Could start with the ninth verse.
Okay, Ephesians 1:9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasures, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the deposition of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay, he thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him, everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. Amen.
See, everything we needed in Colossians 2:9-10, we might read that before we leave, in Colossians 2:9-10. But listen, brothers and sisters, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you can get a hold to this, if you can grasp this, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he may gather together in one all things in Christ. So don't get cheated, man. God did this. This was his plan, that he gather all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. When you think that's happening? When you think that's going to happen? I'm glad you asked. How about right now? In him.
Right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if any man be in him, be in him. That's why I told y'all the other day, I wanted y'all to look up in Christ, in him, when you're doing in whom, in the believer. This is for us. Don't get cheated, man. Part of your inheritance. You know when you get your inheritance, right? You get your inheritance when you get to heaven. Whoop. Wrong. That's another lie. You don't get your inheritance when you get to heaven. The devil is a lie. You get your inheritance now. Excuse me. The devil don't want you to know that. If somebody died, make it by plane, doesn't know how to make it. Pastor, I'm going to use you because I know you got a bunch of kids, grandkids, and probably great-grandkids, and I'm going to leave it right there.
Amen.
If you left some stuff to your children, that would be called their inheritance.
Yeah.
They can't get that long as you're living. But the moment you die, you know, like Christ died on the cross, the moment you die, the inheritance go to those children.
Yeah. Amen.
Christ died. Christ died, people. It's a mystery. That's why he says, having made known unto us the mystery. That's something everybody don't understand, everybody don't get. But he had made it known unto us of his will according to his good pleasure. He did that. When you leave a will, according to your pleasure. My children, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, Boog, you get all the twos. Muffles, you get the house. Give it to whoever need a house or let them live there, whatever, whatever. That's my pleasure. Those are my pleasure. That's what I want done. There's an RV. I want my grandson, Zion, to have that. See, that's my pleasure. That's what I have purpose in my heart that I want done with my stuff.
All right.
Amen.
If any of y'all ever experienced or someone, loved one dying, bless God, you hate to see them, but they left, that it was their pleasure. If they decided that they wasn't going to get that youngest child nothing, that was their pleasure. I don't know why they didn't do that, but that was their pleasure. That was on them. Maybe they had good reasons not to do that. Maybe it was something that they did in the past. I mean, I don't know why they didn't do that, but I'll tell you one thing. I know why they did give it to the other one. It was their pleasure. It was their pleasure, which they had purpose in their heart because she was there at my beckoning call. He was there when I needed somebody to take me to the store. So you know what? When I leave here, I'm going to leave my inheritance with him. And all of it, I'm going to leave with him. Now, you take that inheritance and you give your sister a slice of bread and give the other one a piece of meat, but the rest of it's yours. Well, why did I make that illustration? Because that's what God did. When Jesus died, there's a mystery here. But now remember, he want us to know this because he said, wherein he have abound toward us, talking about the love he had toward us, in all wisdom. Listen, man. We've been given the forgiveness of sin.
Thank you.
Don't get cheated out of that. That's yours.
Amen. Amen.
Don't make me talk about how you ought to fight for your inheritance. Well, you know, I'm the oldest child, and I think I should do that. It don't matter what you think. Who the inheritance was left to, they'll decide that. That's why the courts, they have a... What that court? What they call that court?
Probate.
Thank you so much. Sister Wee. Probate. That's where they have probate courts. Because they're going to decide for you if you don't have a will. But when you got a will, it's already been laid out. who gets what and how you want it. It's a mystery to those that haven't seen the will. But for us who have seen the will, we already know. He did it according to his good pleasure, which he had purpose in himself. That when the right time come, the dispensation of the fullness of time, that he may gather together in one all things in Christ. Well, that was when Christ died and was resurrected. Now all things can be gathered together in him. Don't believe these dipstick preachers when they say, well, when we all get to heaven. No, Christ died. Coming together in him now. Things in heaven, things in earth, things beneath the earth. Things, everything is coming together in Christ. Preach, preach up. I'm trying to do the best. I want y'all to hear this. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. You have already. I should get y'all to say that with me. We have already. We've already. Don't get cheated out of this. We've already obtained an inheritance. Well, where is it at? I don't see my part. Because you ain't studied this. You need to study to see what your part is. That's why we are partakers of the heavenly calling, man. So when the Bible talk about being a partaker, that's what he's talking about, being partakers of your inheritance, who being predestined according to the purpose of him in whom work all things after the counsel of his own will. This is God's will. Don't cheat yourself.
Yes, it is.
Out of what's yours. It's yours. It's your inheritance. And that is not when you get over there. That's now. Your eternal life started on this side, not on that side, bless God.
Amen.
Amen.
Your eternal life, when you gave your life to Christ and you became born again by the word, I ain't talking about playing church now. I'm talking about when you got that confidence that Christ is Lord over your life, and you made that decision, and you know that you're in Christ, your eternal life clock, which is not really a clock, it starts ticking right then. That's the love of God. That's God's love for us. We're at that point where if you have any... Listen, brothers and sisters, I believe the love of God. I believe it's for you. I believe God's love will never fail. I don't care what has ever happened to you, God's love won't fail. I believe God's love. I just believe God's love is love. And if he says it's deep, it's deep. If he says it's wide, it's wide. See, he used to sing this song, you can't get above him or you can't get around him. And, what was that song called, Pastor? Y'all used to sing that song. You can't get above him. You can't get around him. I just want to tell you this, brothers and sisters. He's bigger. That songster said, Jalen Carr, she said, he's bigger. He's bigger than anything.
Yes, he is.
He's bigger than AG. I mean, he is bigger than sin. You got to know he's bigger than that. Because until you start seeing God bigger than your problem will always be bigger than God. And you need to know God is bigger than that. He got a solution for that. He's bigger than HIV. I don't care what the doctor say. You have to see he's bigger than HIV. You have to see he's bigger than polio. You have to see that he's bigger than a heartache. You have to see he's bigger than disappointment. He's bigger than that. His love goes way beyond that.
Amen.
But the Bible said we have obtained this inheritance. That's part of your inheritance is to be made whole. Part of your inheritance is to be healed. Part of your inheritance is not to suffer. God don't, that's not God's. Let me tell you what, we need to be too busy representing Christ, not going out there representing the devil. That's easy to do. I mean, it's easy to snap. I don't know about y'all, but it's easy to snap right here.
Mm-hmm.
I can think about what they've done to my people, and I snap, but then that's in the flesh. But so I have to switch back to the spirit, see? Because I realize that I'm no longer that old person, that I'm new now. So I got to think new. I got to act new because I'm in him now. I'm in him. So that has to be a constant reminder, brothers and sisters, that you are in him.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
But we're at that point where if anybody have anything to say, any comments, press 1. Or Evangelist William and Pastor, if y'all got any comments or anything you want to share. I know it said that we was going to read Colossians 2, 9, and 10. I guess we didn't get a chance to do that one. But anybody have anything they want to share?
Amen. I would like us to read that one, Pastor. Colossians 2, 9, and 10.
Yes, I'll read it. Colossians 2, 9, and 10. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all the principalities and power. Amen.
Amen, amen. And then the Message Bible. Everything of God gets expressed in him, so you can see and hear clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
See, all this stuff happens in God who lives in mm-hmm. Christ. The whole body. God has made you complete. And people run up to these lines. Oh, I need this. You don't need Jack. If you're in Christ, if I'm understanding this right,
mm-hmm.
and you are complete. Just don't make me go to y'all. See, I'm trying not to go there, but I can't go there. No. If I don't know nothing, I know we're complete in him. That I know.
Yeah.
And if you're complete in him, that means you're perfect, man. You don't need nothing. See, when you're complete in him, when you're complete in him, you don't need nothing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Think about it. You have no need. It's nothing you mm-hmm. need.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
You have absolute everything you need. In other words, when I think of complete, I think of a finished product. I think of, hey, mm-hmm. whatever you need, you got it. Now, how you get that out of you is a whole nother ball game. But you got it, man. It's living in you. It's fulfilled, mm-hmm. fullness. You can't improve on it.
Yeah.
Think of it as finished. Because that's what the word perfect means. The word perfect means complete. It's finished.
Complete.
Yeah. It don't have to be perfect now. It don't have to be, it don't have to be without fault. Or it don't have to be without flaw. It don't have to be without flaw.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be perfect and not have flaw. And it can be perfect and have flaw.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Bible say you're perfect, he means you're complete. Like for instance, his death supposed to be 4 foot long, but they go plus minus a 16th. So as far as they're complete, as long as within that, it's complete, it's perfect. Put it out there, sell it,
mm-hmm.
it's perfect, see? Well, it's a 30 second off. So what? It's perfect. It had met the requirement. That's what I'm trying to get you to. Mm-hmm. It met the requirement. Yeah. The requirement for us to be perfect is to be in Christ. That's what we have to come. Is getting in Christ. Yeah. Being fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, it's perfectness is like, or complete, is just bringing something to a place that don't need anything else. Like a car, it got the radio, it got the wheels, it got the motor, it got everything. Okay, it's complete, running off the assembly line. You got everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See, a lot of people think complete is you don't have a flaw in it. That's not complete. Mm-hmm. And that's not perfect. Because it doesn't have a flaw. There's things that perfect and has a flaw, like the Liberty Bell. And it goes on and on. I mean, the whole list of things that's actually perfect and it has a little flaw to it. Because it's complete. It don't need anything else. Nothing remains to be done, okay? Nothing remains to be done. It's, you are complete if you're in Christ.
Amen.
In him in whom you're complete. And I don't care what your preachers say. They got enough room in hell for him too. And tell him that's a good city for him to go to. If he thinks you anything other than what the word of God say you are, he or she can go there. Because God has made you in him. Okay? Anybody else before we dismiss? Hallelujah. We run it over.
I want to read that from the New Living Translation, Pastor.
Well, do that, Pastor.
Colossians 2, 9 and 10. It says, for in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lord. So that's what that's saying, Pastor. The words that you're saying. And that the New Living Translation just brings it right on back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That union with Christ, that's the key, being in Christ. That union, being in Christ.
Yeah.
Who is the head over every ruler, over every authority. Christ has the authority.
And the power.
Yeah.
And the power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's complete. But we have to understand that the fullness of time has come. That fullness. That dispensation, that time has come already. It came 2,000 years ago when Christ rose. That was the fullness of that. When he got up on that third day, that was, and he said, it's finished.
Amen.
It began for us, and actually it was finished for us and began for us all in the same breath.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when he said it was finished, it didn't mean it was over. It mean everything he had to do was complete. We became complete in him. Yeah. At that time to this time, if anybody except Christ, they're complete in him. They're perfect in him.
Yeah.
But we're going to leave it there. Hallelujah. And I truly thank each and every one of you all. Anybody else? I thought I saw somebody wanted to come in. But anybody else? Hallelujah. We ain't trying to rush. But if not, hey, we'll see you all Sunday. Do not forget to review and tell others. If they want to hear a powerful testimony, be here Sunday. We're going to let God just use her. She take her time. And just say what God tell you to say. I hope he just let you spit it out to me like you, spit it out to everybody like you spit it out to me.